this falls under the heading of you don't appreciate what you have until you don't have it anymore. We feel that way with loved ones when, even if we expect them to go, when they do go, it's very jarring. And I would say after almost 40 years of being saved, I never would have anticipated not being able to come to church. Many years ago, we made the decision that we were going to be faithful to the local church and be at as many services as possible. And as a result, we've been richly blessed by the local church, which is the pillar and ground of the truth. And so not being able to come to Hill Village Bible Church and fellowship with those that I'm close with, and even those that I'm not close with, but are brothers and sisters in Christ, has been very disappointing, and it's something that I truly miss. The local church is the biggest part of our lives, and it is very important to us as it is to the Lord. And so that's really, for me, is very difficult, and I truly look forward to the day that these doors can be open and that we can come back and resume the work of the ministry. I especially, since I'm involved in the RU ministry, I really miss that ministry. That ministry has meant a great deal to me and to my wife in our walk with the Lord, and the people that are team members with us and supporters of the program, and those that are in the program mean a lot to us. And not being able to be at 333 Central Street on Friday nights with our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ, is really disappointing, and I look forward to the day that that can resume as well.
So I thought I was going to make it through this really easily, but you set the stage. I guess I would just like to add a few specifics, because some of our ministries are different, some are shared, but I miss even rushing, getting ready in the morning, and Bill saying, "I'm in the car," because once we're in the car, we know that's the path the Lord wants us to take each time the doors are open. I miss walking through the door and having all the smiles of the little people. I love their hugs. I especially love giving the hugs back, and not only to the little people, but to all our senior saints. And I love watching the expressions on their face when our children hug them and hold the door for them. And I miss going downstairs to Master Club with my class, and Miss Ruth, and all the stories that they tell me, and of their week and what they make and what they did, and seeing the Lord work in their lives. I miss coming up here and watching the preaching in our church, where our church family is, and Lord's presence. You can feel the Lord's presence, and you can feel the Holy Spirit work. And I miss the songs and having everyone's wonderful voice drown out my voice, and how that thrills my soul. I love when we are able to have fellowship downstairs. Each part of our services fill that void in our lives and uplift us for the rest of the week. And as we walk out the door, we know even our goodbyes are just temporary, because if the Lord takes any one of us, we'll see each other again. But hopefully in this life, hopefully shortly, we'll be all back together again, and just remember how we should cherish each moment that the Lord gives us to share the fellowship of the saints. I love everybody. I miss you all so very much. And please pray that we'll all get back together again soon.